You're listening to Khan Podcasts.
In response to the heightened security situation, the Ministry of Aliyah Integration has expanded the hours of the Emotional Support Hotline for New Immigrants that it operates in cooperation with the Emotional First Aid Association, Iran. The hotline, whose number is *3201, provides psychological assistance in five languages: Russian, Amharic, English, French, and Spanish. We heard more from Dr. Shiri Daniels, National Director of Counseling at Iran.
First of all, how have the past 6 months impacted the work of Iran?
Well, the last 6 months, we experienced something that we never experienced before, although Iran has been around for more than 53 years. And we've been through wars, but we never have been through something like that. We see a spike in distress calls, in anxiety, in grief, in loss, 950% rise in calls related to trauma and loss. And in general, it's not only the rise in calls, it's also the level of distress. Calls there on the 7th of October, we got calls from people actually hiding in the fields, running away from terrorists trying to murder them. People who experienced extreme disasters and viewed sites that find it very difficult to get out of their mind in the last 6 months to come, and probably will have to deal with that in the future, not only short term.
And in the months that have followed, have the types of calls shifted as the situation has continued?
Well, we see that as months go by, we see a rise in calls relating to depression and loneliness, which at the beginning were mainly calls around anxiety and trauma. We see a rise in calls that have to do with our personal relationships, with loved ones, with our kids, with our parents, with family members and spouses. So we see a shift in call, but still the main topics remain anxiety and trauma, and especially when the future is we have so much uncertainty about the future. We don't know when this war is going to end. Are we at the last phase, or maybe we are just in the beginning? And this causes a lot of distress in all of us. We see distress in children and teenagers, in their parents, in the elderly, with soldiers, reserved soldiers, and their family members. So we could easily say that it's the Israeli society at whole.
Now, is the purpose of Iran and its hotline to provide, as you mentioned, emotional first aid? This is an immediate crisis as a hotline. Are there also recommendations or activities that it engages for follow-up treatment?
Well, sometimes there are. We have to remember that our needs in emergency and disaster situations are divided into three basic types: the basic physical needs, the need for information, and we see how all of us react when we don't have information to hold on to, and the psychosocial needs. And here Iran comes in as the need for emotional support. And we could help by listening and providing emotional support without judgment or criticism, by legitimizing emotion and normalizing the experience as a normal reaction to an abnormal situation, by also enlisting available support sources to provide further treatment when relevant, and also by identifying situations of extreme distress and referral for treatment in the future or in the present when needed.
Now, among the groups that Iran provide specific service to is to new immigrants in their language. This is in a cooperative effort with the Ministry of Aliyah and Integration. Has there been an uptick in calls to this hotline?
Yes, there is a rise in calls and online contacts with Olim because we know that Aliyah itself can be traumatic, and now going through a war without support systems that are more available for Israelis who were born here. So we provide support by professionals in five languages, in English, in Russian, in Amharic, French, and Spanish. And the service is active usually 5 hours a day. And now we see a need to expand this service, which, as you said, is with collaboration of the Ministry of Immigration, who saw the need a year ago to provide accessible and available psychological assistance in the mother tongue of new immigrants.
So are there additional hours now that the hotline will be available?
Yeah, we opened today the hotline and online service at 6 in the morning, and we are going to be here for at least 12 hours. We are taking track of the developments, and we are going to increase our availability in order to answer the volume of calls and the level of high distress that everyone is experiencing now.
Given the most recent developments from last night with the Iranian attack, drone attack on Israel, was there a flood of calls coming into the hotline?
Yeah, there were a lot of calls regarding anxiety from the unknown, parents who wanted to share their emotions and thoughts, people who had anxiety attacks and wanted us to help calm them down, and also people who wanted to ask how to speak to their kids, how to calm them down. And with their advice and support that they got, they found themselves more capable of being there for their loved ones.
So what is the number for the new immigrant support line of Iran, and what hours will it be operating?
Well, the number is *3201 or online via Iran's website. And we are here now for 10 to 12 hours daily. And I would like to invite everyone listening to join us and not to stay alone with the distress. We are here for you in your language. And maybe it's also an opportunity to tell whoever is listening to try to stay active, to stay together, to help others, and not to stay alone, because sharing our thoughts and emotions helps tremendously to deal with these difficult times.